Blog Talk Radio.
Which is why Ivor Davies is the lead singer of Ice House, and I'm not. But I am AP Taylor, and this is Tic Mac Poe, the game, the only poetry game that I know of that sort of involves poetry and quizzes and stuff. So here we are to give it a go. Now, for those of you who haven't actually heard about this before, and there'll be many, this is basically noughts and crosses. For you, you've got to get three answers right in a row. In this particular case, they were talking about guessing poems. Now, the poems could be by somebody else. There's four of those. The poems could be by me. That's Mac. There could be four of those. And there's one, of course, by Edgar Allan Poe. That makes nine. So the choices that our contestants have is between Tic Mac Poe as to who has written the poem. And, of course, they can phone a friend, which, of course, in this particular instance is Deb. Hello, Deb. How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, but of course they can only call Deb once, and they use Deb's talents early, then that's it for the time. So the only problem, Deb, I see is that if we look at the studio, I can say hello and welcome to Lady A. Hello, Lady A, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I am well, thank you. Thank you for being here and being a regular participant in the great endeavour that is Tic Mac Poe. Now, the only problem that we've got, Lady A, is that obviously your stature and your endeavors have scared off your contestant.
No.
Yes.
I want a rematch.
Yes.
I want a rematch.
Yes. I mean, you are here and you are present, and but Wayne is not. And
really?
We even played.
He hasn't been on
we
in 13
even played
hours
through the
either.
Saxophone solo, Lady A. You know, we played the whole saxophone solo, and we still didn't have him here. So
wow,
you know, that's a.
I hope he's okay.
It's unusual. I hope he's okay too. So, I'm not quite sure what we do in these circumstances, Lady A. I mean, we could. Always,
I got something to settle with Canada.
Oh, well,
you
do
could,
you really?
You could play Hatter, or you
oh,
could
from,
play,
before you start
or,
pooping
or,
on Canada, I want to tell you something that Canada has done. And my province in particular, we have named
yes.
May the month of don't mow your lawn and let the dandelions grow for the bees.
It's bee,
cool.
It's bee month. That's what you're saying. Wow.
So that's what this province has been doing, not mowing their lawns, so
yes.
that they're assisting the bees.
Well, there you go.
Pretty cool.
I wouldn't have known that. Wouldn't have known that, Lady A. It went in doubt, help the bees. So I had two choices here, Deb, and I'm going to give you the choice of which way we go. We can either have you versus Lady A and have Hatter as the expert, or... we can have Hatter versus Lady A and have you as the expert.
Well, I know the thought of being the expert terrifies Hatter, and he, I'm sure, could play against Lady A, or maybe we could just chat for 5 more minutes, and then if Wayne doesn't
we can do that.
Remember.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that. It is quite possible that we will see him steaming in from the sidelines in the space of the next couple of minutes. So we will give him a few more minutes to do that. And so I will explain that the poems tonight are all of the theme from rain, which is sort of appropriate, really. So rain is the theme for tonight of all of the 9 poems, and we have a variety of poems too, it should be said. We have poems that are a couple of hundred years old, and we have poems that are, you know, more like a couple of hundred seconds old, if they've been written by me just recently. So we have everything from years to seconds in terms of the age and vintage of the poems that we're going to go through tonight. And we will be fascinated to see, Lady O, if your patented secret method of working
yeah.
out whether it is my poem or not
okay.
is actually on the money again.
Now,
do
you feel that you have discovered what my secret is?
I think I might have some idea, Lady A, yes. So I have been more recently writing pieces that are a little bit less AP-ish. And,
okay,
there was a very good example of that, I think, in a week or two ago, Deb, when I wrote that Neruda piece, which was very AP-like in terms of rhythm and everything else. So we'll just see.
Uh-huh.
We'll see if I've sort of pinned it. But anyway, never know your luck in a big town, Lady A.
I'm looking forward
trying
to
different things.
Glenn?
Yes. No. Well, this one. As I said, I was a bit disappointed we didn't run this a month or so ago because it has a couple of my recently in it, and that's unusual to have a couple. Usually one I really like, but in this particular instance, there's a couple that I really like. So. We shall see. 2 out of 4 is not bad, really. So,
Red Cross Day.
Oh, sorry, Hatter.
It's National Red Cross Day.
Now, Hatter, I thought you would be more animated about my news about the bees and what we're doing here. And I really was disappointed in your reaction,
no, yeah,
I have.
I was going to ask you, you can send away for monarch kits, which attracts bees and butterflies in a small area of your yard or any other place.
That's fun.
I guess you just look up the monarch, Western Monarch, and I'm sure you'll find it there. But that helps the bees.
Cool.
Yeah. Plant a bee bush.
We have every lawn covered in dandelions. We don't have green lawns.
Wow,
we have
that's
yellow.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yellow lawns.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, Lady A, I think since it's sort of 11, 12 minutes into the show, that we might have to say that Wayne is a pass this week, and get you to be the contestant. Now, I think normally I would toss the coin here and do the platypus or the queen thing, but I think frankly, you're going to need all the help that you can get, and so I think you should probably go first. I don't know whether it's going to make any difference or not, but you can be X's or O's, and that's up to you, Hatter. Which would you like to be?
I'm X's.
X. Righto. Well, that means Lady A is O's. And, Hatter, I'm going to give you the choice of the board. In a Henry Ford type of way, you can choose any poem you like, as long as it's between 1 and 9, with, of course, number 5 holding the centre square. So your choice as to where we start.
I'm going to go number 1.
Yeah, number 1. Okay, we can do that. Number 1. I'll copy it up onto the board. And if Wayne does get here, what we'll do is we'll get him to join you. We'll have the combined forces.
That's fine.
Hatter and Wayne. So, no, poem's up there. Did you want me to read it, or did you want to read it, Hatter?
Let me refresh. Let me see.
It's got 4 stanzas in it, 4 lines each, starting with shining.
Shining, shining children of the summer rain. Of the summer rain, racing down the valley, sweeping o'er the plain, rushing through the forest, pelting on the leaves, drenching down the meadow with its standing sheaves, robed in royal silver, girt with jewels gay, with a gust of gladness, you pass upon your way. Fresh, fresh behind you, sunlit and pearled, as it was in Eden, lies the lovely world. Oh, man. I don't think this is you. Yeah, I don't think this is you.
You don't think it's me?
It is me.
Okay.
It is you?
Are you absolutely sure that you don't think it's me?
Well,
you can ask a friend, I hasten to add. You realize that?
I'm going to take a chance and go somebody else. I'm going to go somebody else.
You're going to say somebody else straight off the bat. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
If that's the case and I can't possibly go and get you to say something else, then I'll go to the videotape. And the answer is...
Thank you.
Very good,
Hatter. I have to say, that's a fine start. Yeah, we like it when people sort of go and get their X's in the number one square and do that with such aplomb, Hatter. I'm most impressed. So let us go and put that up on the board so that we can all see that. But at the end of the day, that is the number one square to the X team of Hatter and maybe Wayne. I'm just going to add that now, if I can find it, which is always a trick. Album sing all, album sing Ticknack, and it's there, and it's loaded, and it's actually working, which is sort of rather scary, really. Hatter, well done. And X in the top square. We then move to Lady A, and we see, Lady A, you can have any number you like on that board as long as it's between 2 and 9.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to pick number 5.
You're number 5. Okay, well, let me go to the videotape and
grab
number
square.
5, and I'll get you to read it for us. Again, this is a very classical sort of 4x4 poem, starting with the valleys, so that you know where the poem starts. So it is being painful, that's what it's doing. Hold on, there you go, try again. Yeah, got it past. It is up on the board now, Lady A, for you to read it for us.
Okay, so this is called, I don't know if that's the title, no, it must be just the first line. The valley is full of misty cloud, its tinted beauty drowning. The trees, they roar aloud. The mountain fronts are frowning. The mist is hanging like a pall from many granite ledges, and many a little waterfall starts o'er the valley's edges. The sky is of leaden gray, save where the north is surly. The driven daylight speeds away, and night comes o'er us early. But love, the rain will pass full soon, far sooner than my sorrow. And in a golden afternoon, the sun may set tomorrow. Okay, well, it's not you.
Ooh, lovely, lovely piece of
For sure,
poetry.
It's not you. It would be very—I'd be very surprised if it was, but I don't believe it is. Is it Poe? He does have sort of a little bit of a brooding thought process going on in here, with glimpses of happiness, but I don't think it's Poe. It's somebody else. I do believe.
You believe it is somebody else? Well, that sounds like a fairly extensive sort of set of thought has gone through into that, Lady A. Have you, there's no thought that you may want to use Deb and see what she says?
I'm vacillating a little bit over the drowning, the frowning, the leaden sky, sorrow. It is a little bit of a dark poem, but I think I'm going to still say someone else.
Okie doke. Well, if that's the case and you can't convince yourself otherwise, I'll go to the videotape, and the videotape says... somebody else.
Yeah.
It was somebody else.
Yeah.
Now, did you want to happen to have a guess as to whom it might have been? Idea.
Well, I'm going to say I don't know if it's it's two short sentences to be who am I thinking of? I don't really know who it is, but I'm just going to say it is Keats.
No, it's not
Great
Keats. But the timing's pretty good. What did you think, Hannah? Who did you think that might have been?
Elizabeth Barrett Browning, is that her name?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Browning. Although, again, a very good guess. But no, it wasn't Browning. It was actually an Australian poet, which I sort of got quite excited about when I found it. It was Henry Lawson who wrote that poem.
Oh, darn!
Henry, I knew that.
Yeah,
that was my next guess.
So, there you go.
Convinced myself
it was a
woman.
A poem by Henry Lawson. And I got quite excited when I found that poem, I have to say. I really liked that.
Lovely little poem.
So, It is. It is. It's a really sweet little poem. And I think Henry's a little bit underrepresented in the world of Australian poetry, so I always get excited when I can put Henry there. But we've now got an X and an O on the board, and I turn to
three.
You, Hatter, and I say, you want number three? Was that
number
very quick.
Three.
Was that right? Number three? Number three
That's
it is.
Right. Yep.
Okay, let me get number three. Right-ho, bear with me. Okay. So I'm just going to copy that. Now, just let me know if you want me to read it, Hatter, when I put it up.
Okay.
A little bit longer, this one. A little bit longer, but let's have a look. Jeez. Just not playing the game today, this little... There we go, got it last. Okay. It's up on the board now. It's two stanzas starting with the afternoon, Hatter.
Oh, really? The afternoon grew darkening from the west. A hush fell on the air and in the trees. The huddled birds pronounced their prophecies. The flowers bent their heads as if to rest. Now, where is it? It skipped all the way to the bottom. Okay, the heads as if to rest. Now that the tide, of the sun's golden seas, in one long wave swept off the earth's wide breast, upsprung deft shadowy patterns by degrees, and nature's face her soul may manifest. Lo, in the instant slant, like a hanging string of silver glass beads, pendant from the clouds, the rain descends, leaves sing and wavering, the tall lithe grass dance in the separate crowds.
Yep.
Live grasses dance in the separate crowds. I stand and let my soul commune. It knows the mystery that calls it from its clothes. Deborah, help me.
That was pretty quick. Deb, you're
losing it, Hatter.
You're quiet.
Okay. I see.
Is that a real question?
Something. Yes.
I think it was. Deb, was that a real question?
I don't think it's AP. What do you think? I think this is, could be, I don't know, somebody else. Again, we're picking three of the four, or three of the three, four.
I know that it seems odd that it would be one, two, three in a row that was somebody else, but that's where I'm leaning as well.
Yeah. The afternoon grew darkening from the west. A hush fell on the air and the trees. The huddled birds pronounced their prophecies. Somebody else. Thank you, Deb.
Somebody else, Hatter. And Deb, you're
yep.
sitting on the somebody else wall here as well?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, let us go to the videotape. And the answer is... Yeah. Don't normally find the...
How about that three in a row?
Three in a row, yeah. Three in a row from somebody else. I think that's the first time that's ever happened on the show. There you go. That's exactly what it is. It is by somebody else, Adam. So I'm going to put an X in spot number three. And... I will then load that up to the board because it's pretty distinct little pattern, Lady A. We've had three poems, we've had three successful guesses, which is always a good thing, and we have now a situation where we've got a sort of some two X's and a zero, and it's completely up to you where you want to go, really.
Well, I'm going to go in number two.
No, there you go. Well, that's a surprise, Lady A. I'm surprised that you decided to go to block, but that is exactly what you have done. So we're going to go to number two. And we'll put number two on the board for you to read.
Well, Hatter's last, did you, he picked three, didn't he, last one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I thought maybe I was looking at the wrong thing. Okay.
No, that's all good. You're doing the right thing. So I'm just having trouble cutting and pasting to the side at the minute. But anyway, it's up there now, Lady A. It's three stanzas, starting with Rains.
Okay. Rains, they glistened as you bled. Off-hewn stones, the scarlet thinned, gathered to pools as carcass skinned. The trails traced air off your head. Face drawn where once was lush, smile lost, remains but bone. Your skin and weight been thrown, gurgling, I heard from the crush. Siege of courtiers, once a flood, suitors a river of gold did own. Sure just heard your last groan, waters swirling in cold blood. Whoa, this is very dark and creepy, isn't it?
It's certainly dark, yes.
Now, okay, I have calculated something in my head, and so I have to say it does not have the true secret that I look for. However, there are some lines that allude to that secret. So I'm going to say
Now, you can speak to Deb here, Lydia. You aren't allowed to speak to Deb.
Well, I have never used any helpline.
I know that, but I'm just saying, you are allowed to. It's part of
the rules. You don't have to take
it. Part of the rules.
You don't have to take it.
You don't have to take it, but it is there.
Okay, I'm going to say that this is you, AP.
Okie doke, and I can't go and convince you to consider otherwise, Lady O?
No, I don't think so. I could Okey-doke. Be wrong, it could be Poe, but I think it's you.
Okie doke, well, that being the case, we will go to the videotape, and the answer is... Yeah. Despite the fact that it is in ABBA rhyme, it is indeed me, Lady A.
Wow.
So, this really great piece, too, I have to say. I agree with Deb that it was dark and wow. Yeah, very well done. You nearly tricked me.
So, it was close, wasn't it?
I call witches.
It was close.
I call witches.
It was,
close,
but it was certainly dark.
I think,
and creepy too. Actually, the way it sort of went together. So I sort of liked it for the fact that it was different. The good news is though that you saw through that, Lady O. Very well done. And we have now, Hatter, the board up, which shows two X's and two O's.
I got to go eight.
Well, it would seem to be sensible to me to go eight. And then if you go eight, geez, I tell you what, we might actually be in the situation where we have our first ever tic-tac-toe draw, interestingly enough. So let us let's go number eight and put that up on the board. And now, again, Hatter, if you want me to read this one, let me know when it comes up.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay.
Jeez. This site is not liking the cutting and pasting today. Let me tell you, it takes about four or five times for that to happen. They've got it at last. Okay, so
it is
four stanzas starting with mists.
Okay.
Four stanzas starting with mists. Yeah?
Mists. Mist they drift on the moors. They garner heather and moss, heavy and pressing through frost. They wake those lying at rest. So as the crowns they gather round the crest of near hills, they scream of the sighs bitter while they mutter, yelling obscenities at clouds. And as go tumbling down towards the lock, the pain, the loathing heard a roar, facing charge towards until water is silenced by the moon. Oh. Can I use Deb again?
No, you've used Deb once, Hatter, and it would be against the rules for you to use her twice.
Okay. Lady A, who do you think it is?
Well, that's another alternative I hadn't thought about.
Okay, we got
technically
four.
You can do that. She doesn't have to answer, Hatter.
So we got one, somebody else, two more of you, or three more of you.
Yeah, that's it.
Right?
Yeah, three. I think three more of me and one of Poe. Yeah. Yep.
I'll go Poe.
You're going to go Poe?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the big moment in the show. You realize that when somebody goes Poe. Because it's, you know, there's only the one Poe. So you're absolutely sure that you want to go Poe at this point?
Absolutely not.
Ah, but you're going to go him anyway. But you are going to go Poe?
Let me think. Let me look back one more time.
Okay.
Wayne's here.
Ha-ha!
Yeah, cool.
You going Poe?
Yeah.
Okay. Righto. Well, let me, before we, Wayne, does somebody want to say Wayne get in the studio?
He's in the room there. He said he just got in.
Yeah. Do you want to get him to dial in? Because we can get his view on this one before we get the...
Yeah, Wayne, call in.
Call in, Wayne. So you can call... You can ask Wayne. If Wayne gets here. So we'll just, see if that happens. So...
It's sort of a run-on feeling, and I'm thinking the long line and the rhyming structure.
Yeah.
It just screams of...
Give Wayne one more minute.
Mutter.
So
use the word mutter.
It certainly does have the right structure. You're right, Heather.
The garner, heather, and moss. You waiting for Wayne?
Okie doke.
Come on, Wayne.
Yeah,
come on, Wayne.
He's taking his time. Jeepers creepers, he's... Oh, here we go. Hello, is that Wayne?
Yes, this is Wayne. Sorry, I'm late.
Wayne, I have good news.
Glad you're okay.
Hatter has been covering
great.
For you.
Yeah, he has.
And he's been doing a fine job. He's been doing a fine job.
Excellent.
He
can carry on. I'm just watching. I can watch him if you want me to.
Two each, Wayne.
Two each,
all
right.
But we did want to get your view on this particular poem.
Am I X's or O's? Am I the X's or O's?
You are X's with Hatter. You are X's, X's with Hatter. Yep. You are X's with Hatter. And we have just done this third poem, which I will read again for you. Mists they drift on the moors, they garner heather and moss. Heavy and pressing through frost they wake, but not those lying at rest. So as the crowns they gather around the crest of near hills, they scream of sighs bitter while they mutter, yelling obscenities at clouds. And as go tumbling down towards the loch, the pain and loathing heard a roar, faces charge towards until water is silenced by the moon. That's
now, Wayne, three of the four other poets have been taken. There's only one other poet left, and there's three APs and one Poe.
I don't believe it's Poe. So I think it'd be AP if I was guessing.
You say it's who? AP?
AP, yeah. What do you think?
Okay. I was going to go Poe, but I think you might be right. Miss, they drift on the moors. They garner heather and moss. Heavy and pressing through frost, they wake, but not those lying at rest. So as the crowns they gather. So as the crowns they gather round and the crest of nearer hills, they scream of sigh bitter while they... See, he would have rhymed hills right there.
Yeah, it didn't rhyme, and it didn't very dark either. There's no death in there. So I don't know if it'd be Poe or not.
Well, Poe's, telltale heart either. I don't know. Okay, yeah. Let's go with you. The last, or we're going to go AP, right?
Right. That's what I said.
Okay, Doc.
Okay.
So we're going AP?
AP. Yeah.
All right. And the videotape says...
Nice one, man.
You should have been listening to Wayne. Should have been listening to Wayne because it
nice
absolutely
job.
Is me.
And may
absolutely
I say
me.
You're getting very good at that. You're getting very good at that.
Lucky. I'm just lucky.
You like that one?
Now, what do we can put our little mark at? What do we put our mark at?
Eight.
That's a good one. I thought that was a pretty decent poem, actually.
It was a great poem. You did a great job with it. There wasn't no death
poem.
In there, and there wasn't no rhyme.
No,
AP, it did have my secret in it. I knew it was you.
Did it?
Ah.
Oh, there you go. Okay. You know
and you?
How you doing, lady?
Well, listen to Canada. Look at the Canada over there. Canada's over there.
So... The good news is that we have all squares with X's and O's in them. And, Lady A, I turn to you, and I say, which square did you want to do next? You can have
I'm going
four,
to
six,
number
seven or nine.
I'm going to do number seven.
Number seven.
Wait,
okay,
now, where
seven.
Did you put yours?
Oh, wait.
Okay, you're at the bottom
yeah.
of it. Number,
yeah.
Numbers,
yeah, you got
numbers,
it.
Please.
Number
maybe
seven
four,
it is.
Or six.
Number seven?
Hmm.
Number seven it is. So
okay, if you miss it, you lose.
Number seven on the board, Lady A. So, and bear with
now
me
what's,
while I...
Well,
there's only three poems after number seven, Pater, and because we've guessed them all correctly. So,
yeah.
Lady
so
A, I'm in your hands. It's one, two, three, four, five stanzas, and it starts with rain.
Okay. Rain has a purpose in its fall, as that it can meander or dash with force onto a surface. You always fell in large platters, like the rain that precedes thunderstorms, those large drops splattering in my face and leaving me drenched, wondering always at my absence of umbrella and towel, and whether my soaking was not a part of the experience all along. This does not sound like Poe or you. What can we end up? I'm going to say that this is someone else.
Now, Lady A, I have to try and convince you, as always, to use Deb or to have to think again about that guess. Can I convince you otherwise or to use Deb?
I don't think you can convince me otherwise, because I have something else. Like I said, I have a calculation in my head, and I do believe that this is someone else.
Okie doke. Well, let me go to the videotape, and the videotape says...
AP.
Oh, you really fell out of your style, Alter. You tricked me with this one. I never would have believed this was you. Wow.
It says it was
failure.
Him.
Failure.
So I guess
there you go.
To be fair, it's so far off. It had to be because it's so far off.
Well, it could be Poe. I mean, it could be. I don't know. But it could be Poe. But I'm telling you, it's not somebody else. So... let me go back to the board and put that one up, and so that we've actually got the updated board there now. I said I might have been doing some work, Lady A. I'm just letting you know. I just might have been doing some work.
Canada goes down.
So,
Canada goes down.
Now,
it ain't over till it's
updated.
Over, buddy.
That's very true. Very true. And I think Deb had an observation here too at some point. But anyway, let us move on now. Hatter and Wayne.
I would say we have to go 9.
You can go 9, or you can go 4, or you can go 6.
Yeah, we go 9.
9?
Yeah.
Hatter, you're happy with 9? Okay,
yep.
Right up, 9 it is.
Number 9,
right up. Number 9 it is. And is Wayne going to read it or are you going to read it, Hatter?
Oh, I don't know. Put it up there.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of words you got there?
Yeah.
Just try and get the bloody thing to actually... chop and paste first. I don't know.
I just got a big party with what teenagers.
All right,
I think
it's up there now.
Ooh, it's a lot of words.
Three long stanzas, gentlemen, starting with a few.
You want to read it? You want me to
read it?
I don't care.
That?
I don't care. Who reads it?
I'll read it.
Okay.
Okay.
Starts with a few.
It starts with a few.
Oh, this is high enough, okay. Oh, no, it is long. Okay. A few had taken quarters and were coiling in their bunks. When we shore the six-toothed weathers from the plain, and if the sheep get harder, then a few more men will funk, unless we get another fall of rain. But the sky is clouding over, and the thunder's muttering loud, and the clouds are driving eastward over the plain, and I see the lightning flashing from the edge of the yon black cloud, and I hear the gentle patter of the rain. So, lads, put on your stoppers and let us to the hut. We will gather round and have a friendly game, while some are playing music and some play ante up. And some are gazing outwards at the rain.
Well, they want us to pick AP for sure on this one, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm thinking about it over. I think you might have got one of them Australia guys over to write a poem and use them instead of him. This is an Australian poem.
You don't think it's so? No.
I have to check here. There's two people playing against one right now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that's right. Yes.
I'll help you too, lady.
Why continue? Yep, keep going. Where are you gentlemen sitting?
I think it's another Australian artist. That's what I'm thinking. But it's either that or it's AP. But there's so much in there about AP that it's either he give it to us or he's trying to trick us. And I think he's trying to trick us. I think somebody else.
You think it's banjo?
Mm-hmm. I think somebody else from Australia. Okay, somebody else.
Wait a minute. It says a few had taken quarters.
Right.
It'd still be Australia.
Yon, Black Cloud, and eastward. In the clouds, it's coming eastward. It should be over the Eagle Plains. It should be going westward, not over the plains eastward. So it says that'd be Australia. I'm guessing somebody else is what I guess.
A few had taken quarters, and they're coiling in their bunks.
Okay, somebody else.
Well, the quarters, if you're talking coins, because they didn't have quarters.
And a few men were funk. What's that got to do with the AP? That ain't AP.
Okay.
Ada, what do you think?
Somebody else.
Okay. Well, we had pretty strong there from Wayne that it was somebody else, and we're going to go to the videotape, and I can tell you. Wayne is what?
I got the Sarge going. I got logic.
It is somebody else.
He's one of you. I know.
Just for your information, you were in the right ballpark too, because you were saying, well, I wonder if that could be a famous Australian poet, because goddamn, you're right, it was. It was Banjo Paterson. So, it was Banjo Paterson. And quarters are like where you stay in bunks and like accommodation. So that's an Australian word for a shed where you'd sit and stay and rest. So there you go.
Canadian champs on the ropes.
So, Radio, I now turn to you, and I say that you have two options. You can go for poem number four, or you can go for poem number six. And I'm just putting the board up so you can see it, and because there, of course, is different choices about what you may want to do.
I'm going to go with six.
I thought you might. And good luck. I still think this has every chance of being the first time that we have had a drawn game. So anyway, quite a short stanza here, Lady A. It starts with the rain. And it is going on the board whenever I can make the board cut and paste, which is once every blue moon. Yeah, I think I've done it this time. Okay, it's up there now, Lady A.
Okay. The rain came down upon my head, unsheltered, and the heavy wind rendered me mad and deaf and blind. It was but man, I thought, who shed laurels upon me, and the rush, the torrent of the chilly air, gurgled within my ear the crush of empires with the captive's prayer, the hum of suitors and the tone of flattery round a sovereign's throne. Well, mm-hmm. There's a couple of things in here, and I'm going to say, first of all, that it's you, and there are
right.
a couple of things that, so I'm going to say it's you.
You're going to say it's me. Okay.
Can I get my guess?
And I can't talk you out of that.
I said Poe.
No.
Wayne says it's Poe. What?
I said Poe.
Says it's me.
I said Poe.
And the video
tape.
Oh, shit.
It's not me.
Oh my goodness!
And see, well, I don't know what it is, but I'm just here to tell you, it's not me, Gladio.
Wow!
So I wish it was, but it's not me.
I'm doing very badly.
Let me
let me go and update the
Doing the rope,
that now is an O. So the only one gentleman that we haven't got hold of now is poem number 4. So let me just put the board back up because that has to, you know, I think we're going to see that we might actually get a result out of this game. But anyway, let's have a look. You never know. It's too early to tell. But if we go to the videotape and we look at where the board is now, we have that 4 is the only one we haven't had a guess on. And we have the... Well, I think the 4 is the logical place to go, Wayne. It's in fact the only place that you can go because it's the only one left that we haven't actually guessed yet. So, am I allowed to read this one?
It don't matter what you do.
I might read this one because we've sort of reasonably obvious at this point in time who's everyone is, but let's read it anyway. And it goes a bit like this. Out far to the west, where plains wide and stubborn lie, the bushes' branches scrubby and rivers mostly dry, they have summed all their seed and machines as they wait, eyes scanning evening cruises by, while a taste of metal sate. Clouds are teeming to gather as they billow in the sky, where white turns to grey and black as day goes nigh. There is a tingle in the air, and all can feel the building late. In participation, soon dust will fly, under all those drops wait. Rumble hits field rows, by darkest pitch shimmers high. Clouds launch in their name with a sigh. Thick sheets tumble down, lashing heavy while they berate. With puddles, few here will deny that horizons hold their fate.
You can read your poem real well.
It's AP.
Yeah. I can't convince you otherwise, can I, really, I guess? But I actually really love that poem, as you can probably tell. And it's me. Kind of a bad interpretation. Not done a bad interpretation of a banjo, you know, as you do. But it is me. And I do love that. So if I go to the board now and put that up on the wall, Lady A, we have 2 poems now that we did not guess correctly. And the board will show that you can go back and have a guess at either number 6 or I think it was number 7. Number 6 or number 7. So your choice, Lady A. Do you want to go back and look at number 6 or number 7?
Well, I'm kind of damned if I do and damned if I don't, because I'm stuck if they win the... I'm going to go with... doesn't really matter, does it, much? I'm going to go with 7.
Number 7 it is. So number 7 was the one that was Rain with a Purpose, if you remember. So I'm just going to put that back up on the board. So you said that one was somebody else from memory. It's just the cutting and pasting, I swear. I don't know what they're doing at the site, but wish they wouldn't do it. Okay, it's number 7's back up. You said that was somebody else. Would you like to change your mind, Lady A, and say it was somebody else?
Yes, well, because it was wrong. Yeah,
If it's not somebody else, who do you think it might be?
Oh, I've miscounted them. Here, I can't remember. Oh, dear. I'm going to say that I don't think we got Poe yet, because my mind is lost now. Huh?
You can either be Poe or me.
I'm going to say Poe.
You're going to say Poe?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let us go to the videotape, and we'll get the answer. And the answer is...
Wow.
Not Poe. Not Poe. Not somebody else either.
Okay. Oh.
So,
okay.
Gentlemen.
I get to take the number four, number six. Let's go
now,
Pope for six.
Yes, we need number six. And you might recall that guess for poem number six was me. And, I'm just going to put number six onto the board now again because it definitely wasn't me. So,
And me and Peter both guessed it was Poe last night.
Yeah, no, the last time it guessed it was me, and that was incorrect. Mm-hmm. So did you want to have a guess as to whether this one is somebody else or Poe?
For the victory, I'll go with Poe.
You're going to go with Poe, and I'm assuming that you're going to agree with him, Pato. Is that right?
Are we going to read it again?
No, we don't tend to.
Okay. Yeah.
Okey-doke. Well, if that is your
combined
opinion and view, that Team Wayne and Hatter are saying that is Poe, then the answer is the combined team of Hatter and Wayne has been successful in defeating the single person testing of Poe.
How it all depends.
There you go. So, I have to say, I did not think that we would... I thought that we were going to get to the point where we had a draw. I really did. I was bracing myself for the first ever draw in the history of Tic Mac Poe. But what happened, these things do not, turn out the way that you think that they're going to work. And we have a clear victory to the X's of Wayne and Hatter, and I will have to get you additional points for your combined win. So 750 points each to both of you, and 500 points, Lady A, for your terrific effort, but unfortunately just not good enough on the day. So very, very well done.
I'm sending you a note. I was quite mad over that. I don't want to be a poop. I really, 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 really don't. And I think, you guys, but it really wasn't one-on-one, this game, and it threw me off a bit. So I don't know what
it was. It was a two-on-one wrestle, and I completely agree with you, it wasn't fair. So we'll have to do the original sort of one-on-one battle again next time at some point, yes, because that was a slightly different version.
But I did it.
So.
I did answer every question before Hatter said anything.
Well, that is true. But I have to thank Deb for her great support, and thank you for rescheduling this episode. And I think that is the first time, Deb, that I've actually managed to fool somebody twice on one poll. And so that is a new record.
Yeah.
There were some very nice poems in there. I'm very fond of my run at banjo. Very fond of my run at banjo and that little piece. So I was disappointed when we didn't get to play, let me tell you, because there was a number of my poems there that I really liked. So, and a nice little set of poems in totality. A bit of banjo, a bit of Henry Lawson, and some bits and bits of Bob's besides. So let me put up who all of those poets were, so that you can see.
And
no, AP, it must feel pretty good for you to realize that you have introduced us and shared Henry and Vander with us so often that they right away pegged that it was another Australian poet. I was like in awe of that. So I was like,
yeah,
and
that was cool, wasn't it?
And I was like, oh my goodness, because you know, wow. Anyway, I'll shut up now. But your next Tic Mac Pro date is June 18th.
June 18th.
Me?
Okay.
Undefeated.
So, there we go. If we look at the poems down the line, we have Bliss Carmen, myself, William Stanley Braithwaite, me, Wilson, Poe, two Taylors, and of course Banjo to finish. So that was the those were the poets that we had on today. So
yes. I should have known Carmen. What was his poem that he had?
Lady, I'm just lucky.
Look, thank you to everybody. Thank you. Thank you to Hadda for standing in.
Thank
you. Most appreciated.
Before
you
go, which one was Bliss Carmen's poem? I'm not on the board right now.
That was the first one, Woodland Rain. Woodland Rain.
Oh.
So I think that was one of the first poems we did, actually. Just a really nice poem, actually. Really, 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 really cool. So... I just liked them as a set of poems, and it's always nice when you can put Henry Lawson and Banjo Patterson in the one set. So that was kind of nice. My thanks to everybody. My thanks to Deb. My thanks to Hadda for stepping in. My thanks to Wayne for joining us and for Lady A for being there and playing the game. And
thank you, Lady A. We're
going to go out with a little bit of ice hits, as always. So thank you, everybody. And
thanks for your hard work, AP.
In 2 weeks.
I'll be working out. Be pulling out.
You've got to be reading very carefully. I am getting trickier, but you're all getting better. So there you go.
Sure.
So anyway, out with
us.
See you in a couple of weeks. And we'll talk soon.
Love and
take
respect,
care.
Everyone.
Okay.
Bye, everybody. Tomorrow.
Toodaloo.
Thank you.
Fun time.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Are you hiding somewhere behind?
join us again in a couple of weeks for the next exciting episode of Tic Mac Po. Until then, we'll see you tomorrow on the air for the normal Hatter and Deb and myself show. See you, everybody. Bye.
Night.